Wilson.
WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Hey, so I'm not going to play the theme music to Brunch in the Basement because this is not brunch time, and this is not Brunch in the Basement with Javon. This is just Javon chilling out, doing a little something different, impromptu. I've been kind of sitting around working all day from my basement because of the snow. It's not ordinary that I'm home on a Tuesday night. And it just so happens that someone wanted to interview me, and I thought it'd be cool if we just made it into a little show, right? Because she wanted something audible. Yeah. All right. No, unless I have the basement intro music. So let me just, I got to do it.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Hey, Cheryl, hit them with some background vocals, baby. That's it, that's it, come on. From the J to the A, the capital V, the O double N with the silent E. Just chilling, maximizing creativity. Down in the basement is where I will be, especially when I'm hanging home alone, creating new beats, rocking the microphone. When I start something new, you know it's on, like Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Come on! Just clap your hands, come on. When I start something new, you know it's on. Like Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Come on, come on. Yeah. When I start something new, you know it's on. Like Brunch in the Basement with Javon.
Yeah, let's start something new. Let's do it now. See, now that's much better. That's much better, see. Ah, now I could chill and relax. I just ate a big old steak. Y'all eating dinner? Did you eat already? I don't know. Whatever it is, I hope you're having a good evening. So, like I was saying, a friend of mine wanted to interview me. So I said, hey, let's do it this way. Let's use Blog Talk Radio. Let's use WJBR, Internet Radio. And that's what we're doing. And she'll be calling in at around 8:30 to interview Mara. She's going to turn the tables on me. I'm usually doing the interviewing, and now I get to be the interviewer. A little different for me. And so, yeah. I feel like I want to play a little gospel music, but I also want to play some, I don't know, some other kind of music. I just don't know what I want to play. I feel so free because I could do whatever I want to do. That's dope. So I guess y'all who know me and know me well, you know what I'm going to start off with. I got to play some Shaka. So I could play Shaka Khan in the gospel way and in the R&B way all at the same time. I really can. Y'all, check this out. Check this out.
In your eyes.
You know, I don't know if y'all know this about me. Just this whole Chaka Khan thing. Oh, my God. Yo, y'all love her like I love her? I don't know. But, you know, it must be a lot of people out there that love her like I do. We all like to think that we personally are the biggest fans ever of the people that we love. So that's good. That's, you know, that's true fandom. Nobody loves Chaka Khan like I love Chaka Khan. And nobody loves the New York Giants the way I love the New York Giants, you know. That's how we do. That's how we do. So, I don't know what y'all are in the mood for, so I guess I'll just play what I'm in the mood for. I thought I was going to go a complete and utter gospel way, but right now I'm feeling a little Donnell Jones, actually, where I want to be. How about that?
Baby girl, a message saying I'll be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than to cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying a part to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be. Decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Well, think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find what life is like without you. I wanna be.
mean, don't that song just make you feel like you could sing, even if you really can't? It just, I wanted to sing all in the mic, and then I thought, you know, people are listening, and they may not want to hear you screaming in their ear. So, you know, I gave you a break, you know. Okay, so in addition to the smooth R&B stuff, I just saw one of my favorite songs. Now, don't get scared and run away just because I played a song. I'm going to get back to some R&B and maybe some gospel, but I'm just saying, those of you who are old school like me, I mean, like really going old school, you might think you old school, but if you, you know, crossover old school, okay, let me just shut up and just play the song, okay? All right, this is Javon just being Javon.
Yeah, I didn't something that you know the thing.
Yes, yes, yes. This is what I'm talking about. See, that's the music I love. I mean, I love all kinds of music, and that's just what's up. Now, I noticed that somebody had called, and, oh, they called back. All right, I'm going to take your call, and just remember that tonight's a special night. This is not the usual Brunch in the Basement with Javon or Sunday Evening Shout. I'm just doing my thing, and I'm waiting for my friend to call in to interview me. And if you want to interview me, if you have a question for me or you just want to give me a shout-out, I'm cool with that. The last four digits of your number are 2867. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, my daughter. It's Mama Shaw. How are you?
Hey, Mama Shaw. How you doing, darling?
I'm fabulous. Thank you for inviting me. I've been listening from the beginning, and that's just where I wanted to be.
Yeah, right,
No matter what you play, me being a little, just a tad bit older than you, I'm more old school than you, so anything you play is fine with me. I love it all. Gospel,
well,
old
darling.
School, you name it, and I'm about it, and I really appreciate hearing. I like these pictures going across my little iPad, too.
Oh, groovy. I'm glad. You know, I try to make it interesting. If you're going to sit there with, you know, especially if you click on, and you listening through the internet, and people who call the show, you know, who, because there's some people who listen through the telephone only.
Right.
And
they
don't know all of the creativity that goes into me creating the show for them, that not only do I have to get a playlist, but I try to get pictures to kind of set the mood.
Yeah, well, I think looking at the internet and listening is, to me, better than just the phone, because I can see what's going on. How young were you in this little young picture that flashed over here a few months ago? I'm like, look at her. Oh, she like 12?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I did put a picture of me with my little curly afro, right? That's the one
you're talking about? Fabulous. I think that's great. Oh, my goodness. Looks just like the curly afro has gone to fabulous dreads, so you're still the same beautiful young woman, as far as I can see.
Thank you so much, Mama Shaw. I was about 20, 21, maybe 22 in that picture.
Just a baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. I was very
bright. But look at you now. You got the same fabulous face, and that's all that matters. So I know it's you.
Well, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to holler at you and let you know that I was listening. I saw the invite. I see all your invites. I don't always tune in, depending on what I'm doing or have to do, or sometimes I'm at work. But when I can, I will. And I said, let me just holler at her for a minute and let her know that I am here.
Well,
where
I
want to be.
You.
Thank you so much.
And let me ask you this. Do you know that you can listen to any of the shows in archive? You can go to blogtalkradio.com. /WJBR, and all the shows that I've done since WJBR has been in existence will pop up. Now, when I was with Get Lifted Radio before, those shows are with Get Lifted Radio. But you can check out any of the shows that you miss, including my shows or Mika Ray's shows, actually.
Also,
you can go to iTunes. I have a podcast on iTunes, so all of the shows that I do.
Everywhere. I love it.
Yep, you can download them for free on iTunes. And I always forget to encourage people to go to iTunes and get the music, you know, or get the old shows. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm going to check that out on iTunes. Probably when this is over and I hang up, I'm going to, well, maybe. Since I have an iPhone in my hand talking to you, and I have my iPad, I'm still listening to me, you and I, sort of. And maybe when I finish talking to you, I'll just flip over to the iTunes on my phone while I continue to listen to you and watch your pictures on my iPad. Well, I'm telling you, I'm getting a little better with all this technology. It's just so much overwhelming. At first, I had to figure out how in the world to get in. To listen to you, and I'm going, well, pay attention, dummy. You know, go to the www and keep going.
You doing all right, Mama Shaw, because I'm going to tell you this. There are people half your age that ask me how to work this out on the internet. They don't know how to press it. They don't know. I'm telling you. I promise you. They're half your age because they're younger than I am.
I don't feel so bad.
and they don't even know how to listen on the internet and see the nice pictures that I got up there.
Yeah, well, they need
so
to learn.
You're doing really well.
I am doing well. So I just wanted to say I'm listening to you. I'm proud of you. You're fabulous. When I get a chance to listen to your regular In the Basement and your Sunday shows and stuff, I do listen. I don't always call in, but doesn't mean I'm not listening. So I just wanted
well,
to
God
know
bless
that.
You. I love you so much. Thank you so much.
I love you, too. And you have a great night, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi,
good night.
Cheryl for me.
I certainly will tell her hi.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling. Oh, man, I just love it. I love it. I love it. So check it out. Let's do another oldie but goodie because I'm feeling that way right now. And maybe I'll do some gospel after my friend comes and asks me some questions because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to answer the questions and I'm going to be as honest as I possibly can. I mean, I'm going to be raw. You're going to get the deep, dirty down, low down details. Anything you wanted to know that I wasn't supposed to say, I'm going to say it tonight. That's it. But before I do that, I'm going to listen to my girl, Evelyn Champagne King. Yeah.
Hi, this is Evelyn Champagne King, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Jovan.
Take me, I'm yours, and I can't stop the way that I feel.
I gotta cut it down right at the funk part. I know. Like, I know y'all like grooving, right? And it's like, why are you gonna do that, Javon? And I'm telling you, I know you're listening and I know you're loving it, but we gotta move on because I won't be on this show as long as I am on the regular show. And y'all know me, I will play the long version of the song, but I'm not gonna do that because I have my home girl, Janeth Pyers, on the line waiting for me. Now, Janeth is a mother of two beautiful, beautiful young children. One is destined to be, I think he might be a scientist. I don't know. The little boy is so smart. But the little girl is going to be a star. Straight up, musical, acting, dancing, I don't know. Whatever she wants to do. She's like five years old, and she's already an amazing little star. It's a blog, and she wants to interview me. All right, so I'm going to, welcome Jan Sanchez Pyers.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you, Javon.
You're welcome. I have to give you hand claps just because you are the first one brave enough to want to do a face-to-face interview with me. Well, not face-to-face.
Phone-to-phone.
Thank you. So, let's talk. First, before you start interviewing me, let me just ask you about your blog and what your blog is about. There are some people listening,
sure,
and they may be interested in checking out your blog. So what is your blog about?
Yeah. Okay, so my blog is called Motherhood Full of Dreams, and it's at motherhoodfullofdreams.com. And I blog about parenting, kids, balancing, marriage, parental stuff, and working from out in the field and then at home when I do my blog. So it's all that good stuff. And I just talk about the stuff that I go through as a mom in my journey and how I try to keep afloat and not lose me, myself, my own identity while being a mom.
Wow. Well, I think that most mothers might want to check that out because it is easy to lose yourself in your children.
Yes.
I mean,
it is.
I lose myself in other people's children, so.
I do. So I started this monthly inspirational corner where I interview people that have been an inspiration to me and to others. And you are my feature of the month because you are someone that is following your passion separate from your career. And so I wanted to interview you so the moms and all the people out there can know how you did it, what you do, and see what advice you could offer us and people out there so we can do the same thing.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely. First of all, I'm very flattered that you think I'm an inspiration and that you think that I'm doing what I want to do. Is that what you said? Doing what I want to do outside of my...
Meaning exactly what you're doing now with your blog talk radio. I mean, I know that you have an amazing career that I'm going to ask you to tell us about. But separate from that, you do this, you do this blog talk radio that is really popular. You have amazing guests on your show. You're doing something that I'm sure a lot of people dream of doing. I know me, myself, as a child, I always thought, hey, I'd love to be a DJ on the radio and interview people. And that's what you're doing. So tell us how you found that passion. And I'm guessing it's something you love, isn't it?
Yeah, I do love it. I do love it. And I wish that this was the thing that could sustain me. If I was to leave my my primary source of income and was looking for to start a second career, this certainly would be it if it paid, And
you're
I would
right.
definitely do this as a living. I love it. I love interviewing people and putting people in the spotlight, people who I believe deserve to be in the spotlight, who have done interesting things.
or who are mm-hmm. trying to do something interesting. Very much like yourself, Janet. I mean, with your inspirational spotlight. You know, I that's why I picked the people that I picked that for interviews.
But tell us when you started with the Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, when I started with Blog Talk Radio in 2014, actually, in February of last year. So it hasn't actually even been a year yet. And
wow.
I had always kind of thought about it. And what's so ironic is that when I was looking to go to college from high school many, 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 many years ago, I thought about going for communications and mm-hmm. because I wanted to be on the radio. But somewhere mm-hmm. along the line, I lost that dream. You know, we mm-hmm. want to do things practical. Sort of like being a radio DJ is sort of like a, especially back then, there was no internet.
Right.
There was, you couldn't do it yourself. You had to be, you know, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. to get on the radio. All these years later, you know, I've done some concerts and I've met some people and done some things and written some songs. And one of my friends on Facebook actually heard my song and said that, you know, you should speak to my friend who is a manager and she also has a radio show, whatever, you should talk to her. And when I spoke to that young lady whose name is Maggie Love, we spoke about some things, and the thing that she mentioned to me that was interesting was the radio. And so I joined her radio station program, Get Lifted Entertainment,
mm-hmm.
Get Lifted Radio. And I decided to bring on, you know, I thought about how I would like my show to look. And I brought on Mika Ray and Nathan James. And mm-hmm. so we did it there through Get Lifted Radio for quite a few months, for about 5 months. And then I decided to branch out away from Get Lifted Radio and started my own radio network, which is WJBR.
Cue the applause. That's amazing.
Did you say cue the applause? Oh, okay. I will. There you go.
Yay!
Yeah,
so you started on the journey almost a year ago. It's something you love, you enjoy, something you dreamed of as a younger person. And so what advice do you have for our readers on going after a goal of theirs? It seems like for you it kind of just fell into place, knowing people, saying, hey, I know someone who knows someone, why don't you try it? But what advice do you have for our readers?
Well, now that I've had this experience and I think I'm pretty good at it. It's not always easy. And I don't see myself giving it up anytime soon. I enjoy it, even though sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like I might, you know, not want to do it, or may not be good at it, or maybe I'm wasting my time, people don't like it. And then something happens which re-inspires me, or you know, someone says something. So what I would say is this, do it, try it. If you don't like it, you don't have to keep doing it. But if mm-hmm. you're passionate about it, then you will see signs along the way that will encourage you to continue.
Awesome.
Yeah, because I believe that, you know, for me and you know, I'm not a really religious person, even though I do a gospel show and I love gospel music and I love
right.
God and everything. I'm not, you know, a holier-than-thou type person.
Right.
But I believe that God has placed in each of us passion, even if you're passionate about not being passionate. That you're so passionate. Sorry. You know,
no,
there you go.
Good.
You're passionate, right?
Yeah.
So that thing that you've always wanted to do, whether it's really like crocheting or knitting or cooking, you're really a good cook, you really like electronics, you like softball, or even if you're a lady that loves sports
mm-hmm.
and you love talking about sports, you want to do a sports show.
Yeah.
And don't be discouraged because you're a female or because your brother says, you don't know anything. You know, people will knock you down, but you have to pick yourself up and say, you know what, I don't care what you say, I'm going to try it. And
right.
It doesn't matter if people like it or not. You just do it, and you'll see. You'll see. If it's mm-hmm. meant for you to do, you will get encouragement along the way.
I agree. That's so true. Well, you answered one of my other questions, which was, where does your inspiration come from? And I do agree that there are signs. There are telltale signs that come your way. It could be something really minor or something really big, but it's just something that you feel inside that tells you you're on the right path to something. And I also agree with you when you touched on sometimes you feel like, who's out there? Who's listening? Who's reading? Who cares? But then you'll get that one inspiration where you're like, yes, this is good, and you just keep going. So what is your favorite quote or piece of advice?
Oh, my favorite quote is, be worthy of the bullet that's coming to get you.
Ooh, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, that's because it's mine. No, no, actually, I took a landmark class or whatever, and mm-hmm. that was something I picked up from there. And actually what it means is, the way it was explained to me, is that every time someone tries to make a drastic change in the world, in society, whether it be Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Abraham Lincoln, Kennedy, we kill them.
Mm.
If we're trying to change the way people think, if we're trying to do something positive, really big, or even if we're trying to do something really big and negative, look at Hitler. I mean, he killed himself, mm-hmm. but they were coming for him.
Mm-hmm.
Be worthy of the bullet that's coming to get you. I mean, you're going to die of something anyway.
Wow.
You're going to die of something anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, on your way.
Stand for something.
Stand up for something. But don't just make a little noise and say to your friends, yes, well, I believe in equality. You know, like, I believe in equality, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not enough. I wrote a poem about it. Then I wrote a song about it. Then I did a music video about it. And when I did the music mm-hmm. video about it and started spreading it around, people from different religious fractions put negative things on my page and said some things to me.
Huh.
And I said, well, if you're going to kill me because I did this video because I believe in equality, then I don't want to die just for the video. I'm going to do a whole big concert, and I'm going to let everybody know about it. I'm going to be worthy of that bullet. I'm going to do something
yeah.
really big, like Martin Luther King. I'm not just going to mm-hmm. talk about it and preach about it. I'm going to march. And when you knock me down,
yes.
I'm going to get up and march again. You're going to shoot me? You could kill me. You could have lynched him because he was just a black man in the South.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, no, I'm going to be loud about it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to give speeches and, you know, and we don't want anyone to get shot, obviously, and not
right.
ourselves, obviously. So that's not
but
the
But that's a wonderful example, a wonderful analogy. And I thank you for your time. And with that, I think you should play that song next.
Which song?
That song that you wrote about marriage equality.
Oh, I don't think
the
I have
it. The one that led to the concerts. You don't have it.
I don't think I, you know what, Janice? I'm looking, let me see. If I don't have it, which I don't have it uploaded in this program, and I will tell you why. I'll tell you why. I didn't mm-hmm. upload Waiting All My Life, a song for marriage equality, because I really don't want this show to be about me, even though this particular interview is about
okay.
me. I don't want the radio program to be about me.
Okay.
You know, my ego has to be out of it, and it really has to be about supporting and promoting other people. But I think that's the song I guess I could upload.
Would it be okay if you send it to me and I can post it on my blog?
Oh, absolutely. I will send you the video.
Awesome.
I will definitely do that. There is one song, though, that I think I have uploaded that Cheryl and I did that may be appropriate for now. And I'm kind of rambling as I'm looking for it. And I might just find.
Okay, well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and talk to the guests and the readers on my blog. I hope that everyone enjoyed the interview and that you did as well.
Yes, I absolutely did. And you should come back and we could do it again, or come back and I'll interview you about your inspiration. How about that?
That sounds good. Later on down the year, we can do that.
Later on down the year, okay. I bet you Addie would give me an interview.
Oh, she's ready.
I know. But so the song that I'm going to play, Janice, and I don't know if this is the song that you would want on your blog, but I'll send you "Waiting on My Life," the music video, so you can put it up and people could see it. I think it's more moving when you see the video.
Yes, it is.
But this song, "Where Is God in Your Life," really speaks to my passion. I wrote this song, and Cheryl is singing in the background. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me, and I can't wait to hear it.
I love you, Janice. You're a sweetheart.
I love you, too.
Here we go. "Where Is God in Your Life?" This is Cheryl and Javon.
Hey, I really don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to get people upset. But you know what? There's some things I got on my mind that I really just have to let off. Alright? So, this is what it is right here. I'm so sick and tired of those, you know, high and mighty, uptighty, so-called wannabe Christian folks, you know, who walk around worrying about what other people are doing and what other people are saying and blah, blah, blah. My question to them is, where's God in their life? You so worried about me and what I'm wearing and who I'm loving. Where's God in your life? How about that? Are you so heavy? of no earthly good, worrying about me. Where is God in your life?
That I wrote where, yeah, I'm complaining or whatever I was talking about. That was my friend Janice interviewing me, that which was really different, you know. I'm not used to that. Before we go much further, I would like to play a song by someone who is having a birthday today, who has been a great, great friend of the show, Miss Robin S. And you probably know her from her hit song, Show Me Love. I guess I'll play that. Yeah.
Hi, this is Robin S. And you're chilling with us in the basement. Robin S. and Yvonne, what's your question?
Yeah, yeah. So I see my unofficial co-host is on the line. Loretta, is that you?
Hey, Devon, how you doing?
I'm doing. Let's turn Robin down. Happy birthday,
yes,
Robin S, by the way.
I'm bumping tonight.
You know that's what's up. How you doing, darling?
I'm good. How'd the snow treat you?
Wait, say that again?
How did the snow treat you?
Oh, the snow was just fine. I stayed in my house.
Same here.
It didn't bother me at all. I looked out there and I was like, oh, no. I don't know if you know this or not, but I am accident prone. I have been in quite a few, and I'm not trying to go there.
Okay, I hear you. Wasn't as bad as predicted, but it's all good, though.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I live in another state. First of all, I live in the woods, and getting out of my area to get to the main highway, I have to go on 3 different roads before I do that, and it's a slippery situation, even on a good day.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta be safe.
Exactly. So let me ask you a question. If I was to do a show in the middle of the week, what type of music do you think I should play?
Well, I mean, what you're playing tonight works for me. I'm like you. I also like a mixture of music. So some R&B, some house, some oldies but goodies. You know, just mix it up.
Yeah, maybe a... I don't know what night of the week.
You can go with a little country western if you feel like it. I mean, you know, it's all good. Good music is good music.
That's true. And I could do a little of that. Like, I've been wanting to do a show like on Thursday nights, like Throwback Thursdays or something like that.
Okay.
And then that way I don't feel old playing my old music. Because the name of the show is Throwback, so I could play old music and get away with it. But the real deal is just that I'm just old, and that's what I like, you know?
I'm laughing, because, you know, I'm not your age, but when that Benny and the Jets, when that beat dropped, I'm screaming. I'm like, she's not old. Yo, that song is hot. Like,
I'm saying.
People have sampled that bass beat. Oh, man. That piano?
What's up?
Don't you not playing Benny and the Jets by the piano, man? Come on now.
Yo, man.
But if you really want to make me jump off this bed, you better throw on a little Andy Gibb and the Bee Gees. Then it's a whole
Oh, yeah, that's what's
story.
Up. That's what's up, too. That's that's my other kind of, you know, music, right?
Yeah.
But,
It
would
it's all
be
good
nice.
Music, though.
It is. It's all good. I was thinking that something like this might be interesting, too.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Injection, fellas.
Call on my name. tight and holding you close is all I feel inside. Although I try to hold in my love, it's something that I just can't
a little old school, right?
I do.
Like a little old school. So let me see what you think of this, you know, because some young people who say they like old school don't know nothing about these things, really. But I'm a test you right here. You tell me who this is. And don't
okay.
be Googling it. Don't be Googling it.
I'm not Googling.
This is the cheatingest generation. I ask you a question, I'll
Googling.
Give you that answer in 2.5 seconds.
Huh?
I
said my hand's not even on the mouse.
That's what's up. No hands on the mouse.
No hands on the mouse.
Let and you tell me
the
what
TV, because I got the have and have nots on. All right.
All right, good. I was telling my mother, I said, I know you got to be watching the have and the have nots. I know that's what you watch. And I'm sure that's what a lot of people are watching tonight. So I'm going to be off in a little while. So, you know, don't feel guilty if you can't listen. It's okay. I'm just here, I'm going to say playing by myself. You know, you don't want to say playing with myself because that could be a whole different thing.
No, that's
another show.
All right.
Right? I don't know if Mika's listening, but all right. So we're going to play something else, and you tell me if you know the name of this group.
No, I didn't catch that one. I'm hoping it plays a little longer.
You know what? I could do like a contest like that. Name that group in a couple of notes or something like that, right?
Like
name
in like 2 seconds.
You know, I'm always trying to make it interesting, but I'm just gonna play the song because now that I played that part, I really like it, and I'm not gonna tell you who it is.
Ooh. done, just try one. Said that it was never ever done. Said that two of us didn't run. It wasn't me, but maybe it was you.
Gonna play the whole joint because it's just too funky. It's just too funky. You know what, Loretta?
Out here,
I'm thinking that maybe I need to give a funk education class or something.
All right.
I mean, some old school funk. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some new school funk. You know, I get that.
Right.
You know, because everything, if it's really funky, it grows. Because you can't put out the funk, so the funk, it spreads. It spreads.
Okay, all right.
But what I'm learning is that young people into funk. See, it's one thing to be aware of the funk, but you got to know where the funk came from.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking.
I hear you.
Maybe, I mean... I could do those kind of shows on a Saturday, too,
you know,
you don't
want nobody out there faking the funk either.
Oh, yeah, man, you get caught faking the funk. That's not cool. That's not cool. Even gospel music is getting funky now, but, you know, that's a whole other thing, you know? And I dig it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I dig it. There's so much funk in the world. Funk is good. All right, since I'm doing all this talk about funk, my funky brothers, who was on the show not too long ago, named Steve Arrington. Let's just play a little bit of Steve, right?
All right.
If you play slide, you got to play slave, because that's how that works. Yep. So I'm trying to think. I got so many songs by Steve uploaded here. But let's do the slave joint. We'll do the other stuff another time. Here we go.
Thank you.
with him?
I know. I'm so glad that I wasn't on the air because I was rocking out.
You know, I don't know. When he was on the show, I think I might have told him that, but I don't think he really understands that I have to put the mic down at the end
exactly.
of that song. Up and pick the mic up and get myself together. But there's another song, and I feel like I don't play enough Michael Jackson on my show.
Okay.
Michael Jackson was a great influence on me. His music, his dancing style, and, you know, I mean, that's the era in which I grew up.
So
I'm not going to
like
take you...
Early Michael Jackson,
I'm talking Michael Jackson, period. Period.
Okay. All right.
Michael Jackson, from the first time I heard his music until now.
Okay.
He's just amazing. He was just an amazing performer. Period. Pretty much. And
he was the king of pop.
Yeah, and he was, and this is the thing that people don't get. I'm going to hip y'all onto something right now. Michael Jackson.
Go ahead, professor.
You know how I could get, right? You know. But, you know, I'm going to be the professor, the punk professor, okay?
Right.
Michael Jackson did not have the best singing voice. But he had soul.
What he had.
He knew how to work with what he had. And he had
exactly.
this soul, this funky little soul from the time he was a little boy, and that funky little soul grew and matured into something that nobody had experienced before he arrived. Okay? I'll say that. And he was not a singer that danced. He was a dancer that sang.
That sang.
Michael Jackson was a singer, was a dancer first. And a singer second. And that's what people will not hit to. But he had soul. That soul. Ooh. All right. You ready?
All right. Let's hit it.
Let's hit it. That girl. Oh, man. Oh, look at that girl right there. Goodness gracious. Oh. That girl fine, man. Look at the... Oh, she did too fine. She knows she fine, too.
She is banging.
Oh, she's off the hook.
She looks good.
Oh!
You're right.
And I bet you can't nobody get that girl.
Chris, I can get her.
You can't get that girl. Mike, I guarantee you can't get that girl.
Watch me get that girl.
I bet you never, Neverland, you can't.
I can get her.
All right, come on in. Come on!
Watch.
I'm being, I try to keep my sanity, I waited patiently.
I'm definitely going to do another show during the week because
okay.
my day job keeps me too busy. But
I hear you.
I just wanted to put it out there that if I did another show during the week, you know, what would people want to see? With old school, funk, classics, house music, a mixture. I'm trying to put gospel, but it won't take it. If you're listening and you would be interested in listening to a show, computer or on your phone or however you're listening, what type of show would you look for it to be if it was a music show? Just let me know. You can inbox me on Facebook. My name is Javon Armstrong, if you didn't know. You can go to the event page and do it there, impromptu interview with Javon, I think it is. Oh, impromptu interview and music with Javon. And you could put your, you could put it up there, or you can, if you just want to hit me up and say what's up, you can tweet me at I am Javon or at WJBR Internet. You can also find the show on Blog Talk Radio /WJBR, and there you can find all of the shows, and you should actually follow. And then you can know when we're going to be on. And I'm also on, what do you call it, Instagram. I only post the flyers for the shows, and I didn't even post the flyer for this show because it was impromptu. And I think that's it. Did I miss anything?
I think you covered it. You got the Twitter. You got the Facebook. Did you say Facebook?
Yes. Oh, and the fan pages on Facebook.
Yes.
In the Basement with Javon, WJBR Internet, and Cheryl and Javon's fan page. And with that, I think I will have to find something to leave you with, right? And
I think so.
Yeah, I got to leave with a song.
Make it a good one.
Okay, I'm going to play Missy Elliott.
Nice.
Work it. And guess what, Loretta? I will talk to you later, love. Thank you so much.
All right, I'll holla. Peace out.
All right. She's like, I holla. She got her own thing going on. I love it.
Just make sure you ahead of the game. Just 'cause I got a lot of fame, super Prince. couldn't get me, change my name, Papa. Who's the kid say a slave again? No, sir. Picture Black saying, oh, yes, a massa. Picture Lil' Kim dating a pastor. Minute Man, Big Red can outlast ya. Who is the best? I don't have to ask ya. When I come out, you won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, say you act dumb like, as the drummer boy go, bruh, pum, pum, pum. Give you some of this Cinnabon.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your permit if it's wet and yet tumble. It's your permit if it's wet and yet tumble. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your permit if it's wet and yet tumble. It's your permit if it's wet and yet tumble.
Come on, fellas.
I like the way you work that.
Missy Elliott, I hope y'all are enjoying what y'all heard so far. You know, I was sitting here thinking, like, Big Daddy Kane and Public Enemy, Salt and Pepper, Light, EPMD, LL, Run DMC, KRS-One, Rakim. Most of them artists used to dance and still get respected in the street. Don't be scared to Bankhead or a Bogol or Moonwalk for as I care. So Michael Jackson, $43 million. Shoot, everybody had a zipper jacket, and half of these thugs had the glove to match. You feel me? Yo, it's okay, though. You know, if you want to be hard and Ice Grill and Harlem Shake at the same time, whatever. Let's just have fun. It's hip-hop, man. This is hip-hop.